Good afternoon and welcome to UNZA Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, learning disrupted at Kangwena School after Kinkondo incident. Grade 7 results linked to teen death. In international news, Iran denies scheduling execution of protest-related detainee. And in sport news, Chipolopolo drawn with Nigeria in WAFCON Group C. With the news in details, my name is Joshua Chamba. In local news, learning at Kangwena Secondary School in Mushindano District, Northwestern Province, was disrupted this week following an incident of Kinkondo that targeted a teacher. The incident occurred on Monday, January 12, when a moving coffin reportedly identified a teacher at the school as being responsible for the death of a 29-year-old man from the community. Mushindano District Administrative Officer Oscar Mgala has confirmed the incident, saying one person has since been apprehended in connection with the matter. Mgala said a mob descended on the school, harassing a female teacher and disrupting school operations before police intervened and rescued her. He further said police confiscated the coffin, which is currently being kept at Solwezi General Hospital mortuary, awaiting family members to come forward. The Ministry of Health Zambia, through the Adolescent Health Program with support from African Union Development Agency New Partnership for Development, older NIPAD, has convened with key stakeholders to develop a digital communication strategy on substance use among adolescent and young people, AYPS. The use of alcohol is a big problem for Zambia and very forgotten that we also discuss other substances that destroy the lives of our community members. Due to the growing use of social media by AYPS and the increasing burden of alcohol substance use among this age group, the development of this digital communication strategy will be a positive approach to addressing the communication gaps. The strategy will deploy digital formats such as podcasts from survivors of alcohol substance use, animated videos, quizzes, and chat boxes, among other approaches. The development of this strategy will undergo a series of review meetings before the final product is completed. Still in local news, the Kasumbalesa Border Post upgrade project is progressing following a November 2024 public-private partnership concession agreement. Zimat Borderlink Limited is leading the $110 million US dollars initiative covering financing, construction, operation and maintenance of the upgraded facilities. The project includes rigid concrete pavement, access roads and integration of system by key agencies like ZRA, RATSA, Immigration and ZABS for efficient border operations. The protection is set to transform Kasumbalesa into a modern trade hub, boosting regional trade and economic growth between Zambia and the DRC. The upgraded facilities will reduce trade bottlenecks, enhance competitiveness and create opportunities for business and communities. This initiative aligns with the national development priorities, showcasing government commitment to improving infrastructure and facilitating trade. The state has argued that after the constitution The state has argued that after the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 was assented into law on 18th December 2025, no state organ or forum can challenge or question its validity. This is in a matter in which lawyer Makhebi Zulu has petitioned the Constitutional Court seeking a declaration that Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 became legally null and void and ceased to be a valid legislative instrument following the judgment in the case of Munia Zulu and Celestine Mukandila versus Attorney General. Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha has submitted that upon assent, the bill became law and now forms part of the Constitution of Zambia, pursuant to Article 79(5)(a) of the Constitution. Kabesha is urging the Constitutional Court to dismiss the petitioner's claim that Bill No. 7 of 2025 was declared invalid and that the court should order the legislative process to start afresh without considering previous decision. He contends that the procedural concerns raised by Munia Zulu were lawfully addressed through the establishment of the technical committee and the undertaking of a consultative process. He further argues that the present petition has been overtaken by event as it seeks to impugn a bill that is not law. The Attorney General has implored the court to dismiss the petition with cost, citing an alleged abuse of court process. And finally, in local news, a 17-year-old girl has taken her own life in Chipangali District, Eastern Province, after reportedly being advised by her parents to repeat grade 7. The incident follows the girl's failure in last year's grade 7 examinations. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the matter, saying it occurred between Monday, January 12, 2026, and the following day. Mwemba explained that the girl identified as Akelo Mwale of Chiziwa Village in Chief Mchanje's area is believed to have jumped into an open well. He said that after being advised by her parents to repeat grade 7, the girl left home without informing anyone. Mwemba stated that the parents later became concerned about her whereabouts, and her body was subsequently discovered in the well. We now take a short break, but still to come is sport and international news. Please do not go away.
Get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mandy. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed,
feel free.
Don't ask for water. Ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Want more of the world's best entertainment to kickstart your year?
It's all the time.
Well, Dear Stevie's got you. We got kicks, we got scores, we got action, we got wars, we got drama, we got fun, we got more for everyone.
We got you.
So come on, get connected. There's an upgrade on us just for you.
It's my specialty.
More channels, more shows, more joy for you and the fam every day. DSTV, we got you all the way.
Welcome back. And now in international news. Iran's judiciary has denied its scheduled the execution of a man arrested in connection with the country's recent protest. Norway-based Kurdish human rights organization